Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Medint's electronic patient statement feature allows statements to be reviewed electronically before transmitting the file to Medint. The electronic patient statement feature allows statements to be reviewed electronically before transmitting the file to Medint. The electronic patient statements feature allows statements to be reviewed electronically before transmitting the file to Medint. The statements are then laser printed with a return envelope and mailed to the patient. If a patient has an active portal account, patient statements can also be sent to the portal. The patient will receive an email notification, and there is not a mailing fee for the electronic portal statements. This can be a substantial savings for the practice. The practice can also expedite patient credit card payments on the portal by the setup of EasyPay solutions. Initial options. Implement e-statements is defaulted to no, and this must be changed to yes. Initial options. Implement e-statements is defaulted to no, and this must be changed to yes. Initial options. Implement e-statements is defaulted to no, and this must be changed to yes. Initial options. Implement e-statements is defaulted to no, and this must be changed to yes. initial options send paper statements after 90 days past due. Review the initial option send paper statements after 90 days past due flag. Review the install option send patient statements after 90 days past due flag. Review the install option send patient. Review the install option send paper statements after days past due flag. Review the install options send patient. Review the install option send paper statements after days past due flag. Review the install option, send paper statements after days past due. Review the install option, send paper statements after days past due. Review the install option, send review the install option. Review the install option, send paper statements after days past due. 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 Review the install option. Send paper statements after days past due. Review the install option. Send paper statements after days past due. If a patient's patient statements is overdue by the selected days, then a paper statement will be generated for the patient, regardless of the defaulted portal statement delivery option. If a patient's payment is overdue by the selected days, then a paper statement will be generated for the patient. If a patient's payment is overdue by the selected days, then a paper statement will be generated for the patient. If the patient's payment is overdue by the selected days, then a paper statement will be delivered. If a patient's payment is overdue by the selected days, then a paper statement will be generated for the patient. The default is 60 days. The default is 60 days, but 90 or 120 days or never may be selected. The default is 60 days, but 90 or 120 days or never may be selected. The default is 60 days, but 90 or 120 days or never may be selected. The default is 60 days, but 90 or 120 days or never may be selected. Install option, patient billing options. To send electronic statements to the portal, the practice needs to be using the new install option electronic patient statement forms created from MedEnt. to send electronic patient statements. To send electronic statements to the portal, the practice needs to be using the new install option Electronic Patient Statement Forms created from MedEnd. To send electronic statements to the portal, the practice needs to be using the new install option Electronic Patient Statements Forms created from MedEnd. To send electronic statements to the portal, the practice needs to be using the new Electronic Patient Statement Forms created from MedEnd. Review the setup from the Install Patient Billing options. The Electronic Patient Statements form. Review the setup from Install Patient Billing options. Review the setup from Install Patient Billing options. The Electronic Patient Statement form number 39 should be set to yes. The electronic patient statement. The electronic patient statement form number 39 should be set to yes. If this is set to no, please contact MedEnd support for help with the setup of the new electronic patient statements. The electronic patient statements form number 39 should be set to yes. If this is set to no, please contact MedEnd support to help with the setup of the new electronic patient statements. If this is set to no, please contact MedEnd support to help with the setup of the new electronic patient statements. If this is set to no, please contact MedEnd support to help with the setup of the new electronic patient statements. On the patient portal statement setup, patient portal statements configurable message, enter a message to appear under the header of the portal statement tab. On the patient portal statement setup, patient portal statements configurable message. On the patient's portal statement setup, enter a message to appear under the header of the portal statement tab. On the patient portal statement setup, enter a message to appear under the header of the portal statement tab. This field will default with a message to the patient. This message can be changed or underlined. This message can be edited. This message can be changed. Select a checkbox under the text size. This message can be changed. Select a checkbox under the text size to adjust the font of the message and make it either larger or smaller than the hard-coded text that appears on the page. Select a checkbox under the text size to adjust the font of the message and make it either larger or smaller than the hard-coded text that appears on the page. On the Billing Electronic Patient Statements menu, select Prepare Statements. On the Billing Electronic Patient Statements menu, select Prepare Statements. Statements are always prepared on the primary patient account. Family-style accounts statements are sent to the portal, and only the primary patient account. Family-style accounts statements are sent to the portal, and only the primary patient portal account will be able to view these statements. Family-style account statements are sent to the portal, and only the primary patient portal account will be able to view these statements. Family-style account statements are sent to the portal, and only the primary patient portal account will be able to view these statements. Family-style account statements are sent to the portal, and only the primary patient portal account will be able to view these statements. A special global billing message can be added and will print on the patient statements. A special global billing message can be added and will print on all the patient statements. A special global billing message can be added and will print on all the patient statements. This message is free text and can be up to 3 lines or approximate 190 characters. This message is free text and can be up to 3 lines or approximately 190 characters. This message is free text and can be up to 3 lines or approximately 190 characters. On the Edit View Proposed Statements, click on the link to view the statements. On the Edit View Proposed Statements, click on the link to view the statements. On the list of proposed statements, a checkbox will appear in the Send Portal column and is defaulted for all patients who have an active portal account. On the list of proposed statements, a checkbox will appear in the Send Portal column and is defaulted for all patients who have an active portal account. On the list of proposed statements, a checkbox will appear in the Send Portal column and is defaulted for all patients who have an active portal account. If the patient does not have an active portal account or an e-deliver patient statements to the portal is set to no, the checkbox will not display. If the patient does not have an active portal account or an e-deliver patient statements to portal is set to no, the checkbox will not display. If the patient does not have an active portal account or an e-deliver patient statements to portal is set to no, the checkbox will not display. The send paper box will default checked for on all non-portal patients. The send paper box will default checked for all non-portal patients. The send paper box will default checked for all non-portal patients. The send paper box will default checked for all non-portal patients. The send paper box will default checked for all non-portal patients. The send paper box will default checked for all non-portal patients. Uncheck this box if you do not want a statement to be mailed to the patient. Uncheck this box if you do not want a statement to be mailed to the patient. Uncheck this box if you do not want a statement to be mailed to the patient. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal patient. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send the patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send a patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send a patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send a patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send a patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send a patient portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. A patient is not able to opt out of receiving portal statements. However, the office can choose not to send the patient a portal statement by unchecking Send Portal. Changes will be logged in the patient statement after past due install option is turned on. Changes will be logged in the patient information log. Changes will be logged in the patient information log. Changes will be logged in the patient information log. Changes will be logged in the patient information log. Remember, if the patient has a delinquent account and you have the paper statements after page. And you have the patient statements after the past due install option turned on, a patient could be flagged to receive a portal statement and a paper statement. Remember, if the patient has a delinquent account and you have the paper statements after past due install option turned on, a patient could be flagged to receive a portal statement and a paper statement. A patient could be flagged to receive a portal statement and a paper statement. A patient could be flagged to receive a portal statement and a paper statement. Blue is the normal color of the list. Blue is the normal color of the list. Black accounts have errors. Black accounts have errors. Red are delinquent accounts. Purple are accounts that have been reviewed. After accessing any account from the interactive proposed statement list, the line will turn purple. The bar will remain around the last account that was accessed. This way, the user knows what accounts have been reviewed. After accessing any account from the interactive proposed statement list, the line will turn purple. The bar will remain around the last account that was accessed. This way, the user knows what accounts have been reviewed. If both the Send Paper and Send Portal option is removed, the patient will be removed from the proposed statement list and will be in the queue for the next time electronic patient statements are generated. If both the send paper and the send portal option is removed, the patient will be removed from this proposed statement list and will be in the queue for the next time electronic patient statements are generated. If both the send paper and the send portal option is removed, the patient will be removed from this proposed statement list and will be in the queue for the next time electronic patient statements are generated. If both the send paper and send portal option is removed, the patient will be removed from this proposed statement list and will be in the queue for the next time electronic patient statements are generated. Once the accounts have been reviewed, print the proposed list of statements. Once the accounts have been reviewed, print the proposed list of statements. Once the accounts have been reviewed, print the proposed list of statements. Once the accounts have been reviewed, print the proposed list of statements. Keep this information for your records to rectify the hard copy electronic patient statements that were generated. Keep this information for your records to rectify the hard copy electronic patient statements that were generated. Keep this information for your Keep this information for your records to rectify the hard copy electronic patient statements that were generated. Keep this information for your records to rectify the hard copy electronic patient statements that were generated. Keep this information for your records to rectify the hard copy electronic patient statements that were generated. Once the proposed statement list is finished printing, click the back arrow and choose Create Statements. Once the proposed statement list is finished printing, click the back arrow and choose Create Statements. Once the proposed statement list is finished printing, click the back arrow and choose Create Statements. Once the proposed statement list is finished printing, click the back arrow and choose Create Statements. Once the proposed statement list is finished printing, click the back arrow and choose Create Statements. MedIt will create the selected proposed send paper and send portal statements. MedIt will create the selected proposed send paper and send portal statements. MedIt will create the selected proposed send paper and send portal statements. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed, first page statements, and additional information that can be printed. MedIt will create the selected proposed send paper and send portal statements. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed, first page statements, additional information, and additional information that can be printed. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed, first page statements, and additional information that can be printed. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed, first page statements, and additional information that can be printed. It will give a summary of the number of patients billed, first page statements, and additional information that can be printed. It will ask if the above totals were correct. Choose yes. Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit the statements over the modem? It will ask if the above totals were correct. It will ask if the above totals were correct. Choose yes. It will ask if the above totals were correct. Choose yes. Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit statements over the modem? Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit the statements over the modem now? Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit statements over the modem now? Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit statements over the modem now? Next, it will ask, are you ready to transmit statements over the modem now? Yes, we'll transmit the statements. Yes, we'll transmit the statements. Yes, we'll transmit the statements. If the statements will be transmitted at a later time, select No and use the Send Statement option. If the statements will be transmitted at a later time, select No and use the Send Statement option. If the statements will be transmitted at a later time, select No and use the Send Statement option. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, when viewing the patient statements on the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. When viewing the patient statements through the ledger, the Send Paper or Send Portal column will indicate how the statement was sent. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statements totals are displayed in the View EPS log. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Paper. Are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statements log. After the statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statement log. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statements log. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statement log. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statement log. The portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statement log. The portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statements log. After statements have been created, the portal and paper statement totals are displayed in the View Electronic Patient Statement log. Statements is turned on in the Install option, the Statement tab will appear on the Patient Portal. If the Implement eStatements is turned on in the Install option, the Statement tab will appear in the Patient Portal. If the Implement eStatements is turned on in the Install options, the Statement tab will appear in the patient's portal. If the Implement eStatements The patient will receive an email notification when a new statement can be viewed on the portal. The patient will receive an email notification when a new statement can be viewed on the portal. The first time they log in after the statement has been sent to their account, the Statements tab will display the most recent statement at the top of the list. The first time they log in after the statement has been sent to their account, the Statements tab will display the most recent statement at the top of the list. The statement shows the date the statement was sent to the portal and an overview of the current amount due and the last payment date. The statements show the date the statement was sent to the portal and an overview of their current amount due and the last payment paid. The statement shows the date the statement was sent to the portal and an overview of their current amount due and the last payment date. The Dunning message will appear left aligned above the page heading. The Dunning message will appear left aligned above the page heading. The statements can be viewed in a PDF format. Statement delivery options defaults all portal patients to receive their statements on the portal. If a patient does not want to receive a paper statement, This can be set up to no. Statement delivery options defaults all portal patients to receive their statements on the portal. If a patient does not want to receive a paper statement, this can be set to no. Remember, if a patient's payment is overdue, then a paper statement can be generated for the patient regardless of the defaulted portal statement delivery option. Remember, if a patient payment is overdue, then a paper statement can be generated for the patient regardless of the defaulted portal statement delivery option. Patients can make credit card payments on the portal if EasyPay Solutions has been set up in MedEnt. Please contact MedEnt support for any questions about portal electronic patient statements or the setup of portal payments. Patients can make credit card payments on the portal if EasyPay Solutions have been set up in MedEnt. Please contact MedEnt support for any questions about portal electronic patient statements or the setup of portal payments. Please contact MedEnt support for any questions about portal electronic patient statements or the setup of portal payments. Please contact MedEnt support for any questions about portal electronic patient statements or the setup of portal payments.